WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Now, I've got a sweetheart. I mean, I had a sweetheart, but she's not my sweetheart anymore. How did it happen? Well, she just started slapping, but it's happened 20 times before. Last night, this life seemed very dreamy. Today, she doesn't want to see me. Oh, is she mad at me? She used to be glad at me, but now she's so mad at me. She thinks real bad of me. Was a mistake, no doubt. Here's how it came about. I thought I heard her say yes. It was just a social error, I guess. Last evening I was a wow, but oh, is she mad at me now? Said I'd love to fly up in the sky, so I flew way up high in the air. And she said stop, but I didn't care. You know it's tough to walk home from there. So oh, is she mad at me now? She told her mother, and then she told her brother. Now I'm in bed with all her family. You know, things look so gloomy, I think they're gonna sue me. What a nuisance a girl like that can be. I called and begged her to excuse me. And how she started to abuse me. Oh, is she mad at me? She used to be glad at me, but now she's so mad at me. She thinks real bad of me. Goodness, what did I do? Say, I'll leave it up to you. Strange things can happen in life. Picture all my worry and strife. She found out that I had a wife. And oh, is she mad at me now?
That's Dick Robertson. He actually sounds like he's in pain. I have to say that. He conveys that very effectively on that 1928 recording. Yes. Oh, is she mad at me? From Old Brunswick. Before that, Ted Lewis. She's funny that way. Well, there's two sides of it. Yes. There have to be at least two sides, or else you can't have a game. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm laying this lovely Easter egg before you tonight of scratchy 78s that I have laboriously tried to render listenable in my own special way for your enjoyment, I hope. And this is Radiola, every Friday night, by the way. Program note, tomorrow night, please listen to Retro Radio, and that's on at 8 p.m. Saturday nights with Mark Fuller. Radio just like you remember it, and I do mean just like you remember it. It's essentially just that. Everything you remember about radio in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Mark does it. It sounds just like it. Land of Time Forgot. Well, that's the radio show right there. Retro Radio here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, Clinton, WHCL.org. And now here's a trio of blues-oriented numbers, some of which are actually blues-oriented, real numbers, blues, but some perhaps just more pop songs, all orchestrally arranged. Here's Benny Kruger in 1924 on a Brunswick. 31st Street Blues. I wonder what happened there. Isn't that good? That is amazing. And it's nice shape, too, which is a plus. The Arkansas Travelers with Redhead Blues, 1927. That, of course, was Red Nichols on the cornet. Myth Mole trombone. You heard a clarinetist, which was either Fud Livingston or Pee Wee Russell playing. I don't know which one, but it was whoever it was. My authority on the subject isn't listening tonight, but I'm sure somebody will pipe in with that. According to Rust, it's either one, so I'll just let it go with that. Arthur Shutt on the piano and Vic Burton on the percussion there. What a group! What an amazing band that was, and made a lot of records, thank goodness. Before that, University Six, which was essentially a small group from the California Ramblers, and an old diva. Beale Street Blues, 1926. Tommy Dorsey in there. Chelsea Quealy on the trumpet or cornet, as you will. And I think Bobby Davis on the higher reeds. Adrian Rollini, of course, audible throughout on his big bass sax. I love that. And Benny Krueger before that, 1924. 31st Street Blues. I like that record. That's quite in a nice shape, too. But a lot of acoustics tonight. If you can take the acoustics, I'm really developing a taste for them, I have to say. I think they're just something there. I'm just going further back, regressing into my Luddism. And I'm not going to go to a cabin or anything and start typing heavily, but a little bit. And this is Radiola, your show for musical Luddites of all ages. On WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Well, if you're not a Luddite, then to heck with that. So, anyway, here's an electric set, because we have to play some electric recordings just to keep those persnickety moderns in line. Here's Little Jack Little again in 1928, one of his own compositions. And he does it pretty well. Who is your who? Very clever.
Here it is. Let's get serious, you and I. No matter how I try, you keep me guessing. You're mysterious, so mysterious, tell me why. Look me right in the eye, come on and start confessing. When you want a little hug, who gives you that little hug? Tell me, do, who is your who? When you want a little kiss, who gives you that little kiss? Tell me true, who is your who? Who comes round to serenade you daily? Who's the one to strum your ukulele? When you want a little love, who gives you a lot of love? Tell me, do, who is your who? When you want a solitaire, who gets you a solitaire? Tell me, do, who is your who? When you want a motor car, who buys you a motor car? Tell me true, who is your who? When you think you need $1,000, who writes out the check and never hollers? And when your Santa Claus is through, who's the guy you give them to? Tell me, do, who is your who? Who is your who? Who is your who? When you need the country air, who just gives you streetcar fare? Tell me true, who is your who? When you wanna go out cabareting, who just starts the graffinola playing? When you want a little drink, who shows you the kitchen sink? Tell me, do, who is your who? Yours very truly, Little Jack Little.
You came along on a May Day. You brought me love in the spring. Now I know that May Day never meant a thing. I'm just a lonely romancer, right at the end of my rope. Though I've had your answer, I can't give up hope. I'm in love with someone who doesn't love me, and that's why I'm bluer than blue. Wasting my time, wasting my love on you. Just you. I'm just like a love boat that's sailing the sea without any captain or crew. Wasting my time, wasting my love on you. Boo-hoo-hoo. If I could forget your kiss, I'd dismiss you from my memory. But the rapture of your charms and those arms that used to thrill haunt me still. I'm forever dreaming of what used to be, and my heart is breaking in two. Wasting my time, wasting my love on you.
Somebody to love.
My heart is open wide, open wide.
out. If you walk in, you won't walk out. I'm like a prune, I wrinkle up with ease. I wish I was an orange, I'd be sure of a squeeze. I gotta get myself somebody to love. Just a little sap. I wish I was a fool who got in somebody's lap. I gotta get myself somebody to love. I'm like a song no one ever sings. I wish I was a fool that I could plenty of rings. I gotta get myself somebody to love. My heart is open wide, take a look and walk inside. Hear me yell, hear me shout. If you walk in, you won't walk out.
I'm like a Ford, my body full of shakes. I wish I was a Lincoln, I'd be sure of my brakes.
Gotta get myself somebody to love.
It was the Four Aristocrats again. Their accompaniment is just—I love that sound. That you know, all those lovely stringed instruments in there. You can't beat it. It's—I don't know who's in there, but boy, that's good. And I like that line about the Lincoln being sure of its brakes. Well, that's because the Lincoln was really the first car with four-wheel brakes, I believe. I think disc brakes. I think they had disc brakes way back then, in 1927, which would help a lot. Maybe they didn't, but they certainly had better brakes than anything else. Basically tried to hit something cheap in any other car. Lee Morrison of Bluegrass Boys, among whom I believe the Dorseys were in there. Ostensibly they were. I could not find, I saw a question mark after their names in the personnel list in Brian Rust's jazz discography. But Eddie Lang is definitely in there because you can't miss him. And I'm going to play the other side of that, and he's on that, too. You'll love that. That's a little later on. But, boy, is that sad. I've heard the Annette Hanshaw of that, but Lee sounds like she's been through it. Lee Morris there, she sounds like she is, you know, wrung her heart out in that recording. Oh, my goodness. 1930. Before that, Little Jack Little, Who Is Your Who? 1928. So, yeah, Lee Morris, Marion Harris, all these great singers. We were having dinner the other night with a friend of ours who was recommending a new singer, and I listened to her. She was pretty good. Adele, I think her name is, and yeah, she's got talent. But I'll tell you, she's just a kid. Some of these singers on these things, you know they've been through the mill a little bit, and you can hear it every bit of it in their singing. It is definitely as much soul music as what's out there now, but Adele sounded pretty good, and I have to say, it's not my particular cup of tea, but I have to say she's talented. So, and I'm I'm just full of opinions. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Well, speaking of female vocalists, we're going to have Dolly Kay again, the other side of that rather crunchy Columbia, unfortunately crunchy, but maybe I'll find a better copy somewhere. Here she is with a very famous tune, Wabash Blues.
I've been broken hearted since the day that I first started from my Wabash home. You don't know what you're missing till you miss your mammy's kissing and you stop starting to roam. A sweet face and green look and see, I miss my ma and my papa and me. I long for those that I know always long for me. Oh, I've got the war bands to do. And oh, I know I've got my too. I long to see the golden gulls waving on the breeze, and listen to the songbirds and the buzzing on the bees, and hear the rippling waters as they gently sing the soar. To get back home once more is all I'm really living for. A crimson gamma might have lost, I'm saving every cent. But just the same, no matter what I think, I feel content. But soon I know I'm going back, where folks think well of me. I find the love I'm longing for, right back a man is in need.
Remember.
did before. That's a sure sign, brown skin. I'll never rap no more, no more. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. You might be the meanest man in town, but I'm just mean enough to turn your damper down. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Don't I let you do just what I want you to? Don't I let you cheer me up when I feel blue? And when it comes to hunting jobs, I never shirk. I can always find a job, but you won't go to work. Don't I always try to let you have my way? And still you treat me mean, meaner every day. You better treat me right or let me be. 'Cause I can beat you doing what you're doing me.
You beat that. That's amazing. I just love that recording. I'm sorry. I just love that. Marion Harris, Phil Ullman on the piano. I'm not sure who the alto sax player was on there. Might have been Benny Kruger. He was a studio guy, so I think he might have been in the studio for that. But Phil Ullman is credited on the label as playing the piano, so we'll mention Phil Ullman. How Come You Do Me Like You Do, 1924. Wow. I just love that. Before that, the Duncan Sisters. Phil Ullman again. He was getting around from 1923 and remembering. And you heard that little wordless thing, and she was imitating some sort of an instrument there. That was a good sound. I kind of liked that. The other Duncan sister. I've forgotten their names. I'm sorry. I'll have to look them up again. But I can think of them collectively, I'm afraid. And before that, Dolly Kay, whom I don't think of collectively because... Until I found this record, she hadn't even popped up in my consciousness, but boy, she's good. Wabash Blues, 1921. And I got to find a better copy of that somewhere. I'll look around. I'm Eddie Senior, and I'm always looking for records. And frequently I find them. But when I find records, you're the beneficiary because I put them on this show. And this is Radiola on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now, here are the Washingtonians, which is none other than Duke Ellington and his orchestra, in 1928 with the Stackalee Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
What I say, that was the Asterites. That sounds like an astrological object, but actually it's Fred Rich's band, the Hotel Astor, recording on Harmony. That was, and Hallelujah, yes, from Hip the Doc 1927, Satan lies awaiting and creating the skies of gray. So if he creates any skies of gray, just find the garden in the rain. How's that for a segue to a late acoustic? The Harmonians, and I don't know who these people are on there, except Irving Kaufman. Boy, does he sing good, and we like him. Garden in the Rain, 1929. That's a wonderful song. I just, you know, you don't hear that enough. Should hear it more, a lot more. And I'll try to play it more. How's that? Different versions. But if it's raining, there's a lot of gardens out there. I just don't want to see a garden in the snow, which we saw earlier this week. The Washingtonians, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Stack of Lee Blues, 1928. Yeah. That was definitely Duke all right on there. And he's on a coin now, so you got to respect him for that. And you got to respect him for what you just heard. I got a little more time here, a few more things to play for you before I leave the studio. Let's listen to the other side of that Lee Morris. Oh, by the way, just before I tell you that, all my playlists are available on my Radiola blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, you'll find it. And if you're not on the internet, good for you. You know, you got to be a standout here. You can't just go along with the crowd. Lee Morris and the Bluegrass Boys, Eddie Lang. My God, he breaks my heart. I love this record. 1930, Loving You the Way I Do.
Diamond rings, lovely jewels, and fine clothes. I can't give you expensive things, but love means more than those. Though I've nothing but love to offer, there is nothing I couldn't do. Either right or wrong, I could get along loving you the way I do. I could diet on bread and water, locked in chains with my thoughts of you. Gosh, but love's a crime, but I'd serve my time loving you the way I do. Nothing in this world could divide us, though dark clouds hide us for a while. I could find the dullest day exciting to go on fighting for your smile, dear. Now I've told you just how I'm feeling. If you're feeling the same way too, baby, now's the time. Say you're glad that I'm loving you the way I do.
No matter where, you ought to see the fellow stare. I'm happy even when I pay the chick. She's got cheeks just like a rose, and a little turned up nose, and a dozen other bows. She's wonderful. Every time we have a date, she's 11 hours late, but I love to stand and wait. She's wonderful. Her father's wealthy, which makes me glad, but he's so healthy, it makes me sad. And whatever may occur, she's for me and I'm for her. Say, she's what gentlemen prefer. She's wonderful. A lucky guy to let a million girls go by and pick myself the winner of them all. When I say let's see a show, why, she makes my mind up where she'll go and meets me more than halfway when I call. Oh, her waltzing is divine. On her feet she's light as wine, though she's not so light on mine. She's wonderful. Her one eye points to the east and one eye points to the west. I don't know which eye I like best. She's wonderful. She has a brother you'd love to know. We call each other you so-and-so. He'll be happy when we're wed, though I've often heard it said she eats Cracker Jack in bed. She's wonderful.
Dick Robertson with the American version of that. This is an American song, I guess. She's wonderful. Oh, yeah, she's, of course she's wonderful. Yes. I don't know who that trumpeter is on there. Mike Mosiello, perhaps? I'll have to see if I can determine that. But whoever it is, very sprightly sound. Also on the previous recording by Dick Robertson, that was from 1928. She's wonderful. The English version, of course, instead of eating Cracker Jack in bed, she eats monkey nuts in bed, which... We won't explore the Freudian possibilities of that at all. Speaking of she's wonderful, Lee Morris is wonderful, and you just heard her with her Bluegrass Boys, possibly the Dorseys, definitely Eddie Lang, because you heard that solo. Oh, my God. Loving You the Way I Do, 1930. That is just fantastic. I just love that that performance. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. Each week here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, at 8 p.m., we play a lot of stuff. Sometimes it's 78, sometimes we have stuff off CDs, but it's all vintage, all stuff from the 20s and 30s, pop, jazz, and oddments thrown in, things that you wouldn't normally hear anywhere else, perhaps. So I try to supply that. I try to keep it very very mixed, very interesting. I hope you didn't mind it tonight, and I thoroughly enjoyed it myself. And tomorrow night, tune in for Retro Radio with Mark Fuller. He's on 8 p.m. here on your the station. Whatever you're tuned to, he's going to be on, so just leave it on. And he'll be on at 8 o'clock Saturday night with Retro Radio, which is radio just like you remember it from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. A lot of 50s and 60s rock and other great things. So give him a try. He's wonderful. He's wonderful, too. So speaking of somebody who's wonderful, there are a lot of I'm feeling wonderful myself. I might as well have a consensus here, but this lady is definitely wonderful. And here she is in 1918 with a definitive reading of this song, After You've Gone, and I'm Gone, pretty soon.
You go.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.